CWI News in Brief. Sweden CWI members' homes and office firebombed. On the 24th of October, the homes of several members of Rådvarsepartiet Socialisterna CWI, Sweden, as well as a party office in Gothenburg, were firebombed. Fortunately, no one was injured, but it took firefighters several hours to put the fires out. Only 4 hours later, Rådvarsepartiet Socialisterna RS organized a meeting against the attack with over 70 people attending. These attacks follow on from the recent horrific racist attack on a school in Trollhättan, as well as arson attacks on 6 different proposed or existing refugee housing facilities over the past fortnight, and just weeks after the extreme-right Sweden Democrats called on its supporters to take their racist struggle against immigration onto the streets. RS members have instigated an all-night defense patrol, as well as a public meeting and protest event. Support for the party has been impressive. Now is our time to stand up for RS that has stood up for us all these years, a woman said. South Africa tuition fees victory. Huge protests by university students in South Africa have halted the AND government's planned hike in tuition fees. Members of the Workers and Socialist Party WASP, led by CWI, South Africa and the Socialist Youth Movement SIM, helped mobilize for the mass student demonstration to the government's union buildings in Pretoria on the 23rd of October. There, AND President Jacob Zuma was forced to meet a delegation of students and scrap any increase in fees for next year. However, the demand for free education remains. WASP and SIM have called for an escalation of the action, a national assembly of all student leaders, to form a new mass democratic accountable student organization, and for a mass workers' party on a socialist program. Hong Kong defending election campaign. Members of Socialist Action SAR, CWI, Hong Kong, assisted by 50 local residents, resisted police and highways department officials removing flags and banners supporting Sally Tang Meiching's SAR candidate election campaign, while ignoring the pro-government side's flags and posters nearby. Sally's election opponent was seen spying in his parked car, while police and authorities tried to close SAR's activity down. However, a crowd of local residents prevented police from arresting Sally and her team, amid cheers when police agreed to pull back.